ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 61 ಮಧ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 19 ಸೇ ಕಾಲೆ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಭಟ್ಟ ರಹೆ ಅದೈಲಾ ಗ್ರಾಮೆ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಐಲಾ ಸುನಿ ಐಲಾ ತಾನ್ರೆ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಭಟ್ಟ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ಅದೈಲಾ ಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅರೈವ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಹಿಮ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಭಟ್ಟ ವಾಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಲರ್ನೆಡ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ ಆಫ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಸಮ್ In the beginning, he was very much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But since he thought that he could not receive proper respect from him, he later joined the Vishnu Swami sect and became the Acharya of that sect. His sect is celebrated as Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. This Sampradaya has had a great influence in Vrindavan near Gokula and in Bombay. Vallabha Bhatta wrote many books, including a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam called Subodhini Tika and notes on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of an Anubhasya. He also wrote a combination of 16 short works called Shodasha Grantha. The village where he was staying, Adela Gram or Adeli Grama, was near the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Yamuna on the other side of the Yamuna from Prayag, about 1 mile from the river. A temple of Lord Vishnu there still belongs to the Vallabha Sampradaya. Vallabha Bhatta was originally from a place in southern India called Trailanga. There is a railway station there called Nidada Bhalu. 16 miles from that station is a village called Kankadabada or Kakuna Rapadhu. A learned Brahmana named Lakshman Dikshita used to live there and Vallabha Bhatta was his son. There are 5 sections of the Brahmana community of Andhra Pradesh known as Bellaniti, Vegi Nati, Muraki Nati, Telugu Nati and Kashala Nati. Out of these 5 Brahminical communities, Vallabhacharya took his birth in the community of Bellaniti in the year 1400 Shakabda era, AD 1478. According to some people, Vallabha Bhattacharya's father took sannyas before Vallabha's birth and returned home to take Vallabhacharya as his son. According to the opinion of others, Vallabhacharya was born in 1400 Shakabda era on the Ekadashi day of the dark moon in the month of Chaitra, and he took his birth in a Brahmana family surnamed Khambamapati Baru. According to this account, his father's name was Lakshmana Bhatta Dikshita and he was born in Champakaranya. In someone else's opinion, Vallabhacharya appeared near the village named Champajhara Gram, which is near a railway station named Rajima in Madhya Pradesh. After studying for 11 years at Varanasi, Vallabhacharya returned home. On his return, he heard that his father had departed from the material world. Keeping his brother and mother at home, he went to the banks of the river Tungabhadra to a village called Vidyanagara, where he enlightened Krishnadeva, the grandson of King Bukka Raja. After that, he traveled throughout India thrice on trips lasting 6 years each. Thus, he passed 18 years and became victorious in his discussion of revealed scriptures. When he was 30 years old, he married Mahalakshmi, who belonged to the same Brahmana community as his.
near Govardhan Hill, he established a deity in the valley. Finally, he came to Adela, which is on the other side of Yamuna from Prayag. Vallabhacharya had two sons, Gopinath and Vitthaleshwara. And in his old age, he accepted the renounced order. In 1452 Shakabda era, AD 1530, he passed away from the material world at Varanasi. His book known as Shodasha Grantha and his commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra, Anubhashya and Srimad Bhagavatam, Subodhini are very famous. He wrote many other books besides. Thus ends his translation of Padma by Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. ओम अज्ञानति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीतम् येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वगदान्तिकां वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीतपदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभान सुते देवी प्रणमामी हरिप्रिय वाछाकूभेश कृपा सिंधु भेच पतिदाना पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्वासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमांग दिव्याच भी सुंदराय तस्मे महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर इन दिस सेशन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत इन दिस पर्टिकुलर इंस्टेंस Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has taken us to a scene where Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing, going to instruct Rupa Goswami. As we know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and there was one another brother, it's called as Anupam Mallika. There were the three brothers. Rupa and Sanatana were serving in the court of a Muslim king. And they, because of their association with the Muslims, they were considering themselves as very fallen souls. We already learned in the previous class that their original names as understood are Amara, Santosha and Sri Vallabha. Amara was Rupa Goswami's original name, Santosha was Sanatan Goswami's name, and Sri Vallabha was the Anupam. Later on, they came to know, when they were working for this Muslim king, they came to be known as Dabir Khas. Rupa Goswami was named as Dabir Khas, and Sanatan Goswami was called Shakar Mallika. Because they were, Dabir Khas is like a minister of, he was a minister of finance, and Sanatan Goswami was like a prime minister. So they were having very high post. And they were very rich. When Rupa Goswami, he decided to resign from the court of this Muslim king, he carried two boat loads of coins. Can you, in those days, that is 500 years before, the value of the rupee or whatever currency was there, it was extremely high compared to what it is today. So he had two boat loads of, treasure, out of which 50% he distributed to Brahmanas, and 25% he distributed within his family, and 25% he kept for himself. 10,000 coins he kept with a grocer, because he knew that Sanatan Goswami is going to be in trouble. Which happened like that, when Sanatan Goswami decided to resign, he knew that this king is not going to allow him to leave very easily. So what he did, he feigned in illness. He said that I am sick, and he started staying at home. And when king sent his physician, the physician reported back to the king saying that this person is not an ill person. So the king personally came to see him, and he saw that Sanatan Goswami was discussing or listening to Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of about 20 to 30 learned brahmanas. So he said, what is your idea? What do you want to do? And Sanatana Goswami said that I am a very sick person, I want to resign. It's better you terminate me, you sack me. And the king was very angry because the king depended upon Sanatana Goswami for all his administrative affairs. You know, this king used to go on various missions. He used to go and attack various kingdoms, collect all the money, and all this was being managed by Sanatana Goswami. So when king came to know that Sanatana Goswami doesn't want to continue serving him, he became very angry and he put him in jail. Now Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami had put two people to see what is the activity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as soon as Rupa Goswami came to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left for Vrindavan, he also, along with his brother, his younger brother, Anupam Mallika or Shivallabha, his original name was Shivallabha and his initiated name was Anupam Mallika. So Rupa Goswami and Anupam Mallika, they left for Vrindavan. And he wrote to Sanatana Goswami saying that we are already living for Vrindavan and 10,000 coins are kept with a grocer, so in case you want, you can utilize them. Now, Sanatana Goswami is in jail and he has to leave, somehow escape from that. So this jailer was actually employed by this Sanatana Goswami, so he knew him. So he first of all told him, I will give you 5,000 coins. So this person was very hesitant, you know. He said, no, he's risky. The king will find out. So he said, okay, I will give another 25%. I will give another 2,500. Then he said, okay, I will give you the whole amount. So he decided to give him the whole amount. He said, but you know, how can I leave you? Because the king will catch me. So he said, just take me to a river. Tell him that he went to do his morning rituals. And then when he was taking bath, he just got drowned. Like that, you know, you tell a lie to this king. And that way nobody will be able to blame you for that. So like that, he escaped from this king's prison by bribing this jailer with this money which was led by Rupa Goswami. Now Rupa Goswami and Anupam Mallika, they came to Prayag. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already gone to Vrindavan. Already we saw it in the last chapter that he had visited Vrindavan. He was returning from Vrindavan along with his servant or along with his associate Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who was appointed by the people in Jagannath Puri to assist him in all his daily works. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one devotee from Vrindavan, Krishna Das, his name was Krishna Das Rajput, and another person from Mathura, is Sanodhya Brahman. They were all returning from Vrindavan and they had come to Prayag, or the confluence of, because Balabhadra Bhattacharya found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be managed in Vrindavan, so he had said that we'll go to Prayag because there is going to be a mela there. There is going to be a congregation there, so we will be able to enjoy there. So that way they had convinced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to leave Vrindavan and come to Prayag. They were on the way to Prayag. So at Prayag, as soon as Vallabha Bhattacharya, now Vallabha Bhattacharya is also a very exalted devotee. Vallabha Bhattacharya, you know, like ours is a Brahma-Naradiya Gaudiya Sampradaya. You know, it has originated from Krishna through Brahma, Narada and so on. This Sampradaya to which Vallabha Bhattacharya belongs is called a Rudra Sampradaya. The Rudra Sampradaya also is one of the four main pillars of Vaishnavism. You know, this is Brahma-Naradiya Gaudiya Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Shri Sampradaya and Nimbarka Sampradaya. So, you know, Kumar Sampradaya. So, Brahma Naradiya is from Brahma, then Rudra Sampradaya is from Shiva, She sampradayas from Lakshmi, whose main acharya is Ramanujacharya, and then the Kumar sampradaya is from the four Kumaras, whose main acharya was Nimbarka. So, this Vallabha Bhattacharya is from this Rudra sampradaya, of which the main acharya was Vishnu Swami. So, as said in this particular purport, he used to respect Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. But since he thought that he could not receive proper respect, he later joined Vishnu Swami sect and became acharya of that sect. So this Vallabha Bhatta, actually, he is from the Telangana, he is from the Andhra Pradesh. So his father was, told in the dream by Sri Krishna that you carry out 100 Soma Yajnas. It's called a Soma Yajna. This is a particular type of yajna, ritual, and I am going to take birth in your family. So they came to Varanasi and they had done 100 Soma Yajnas. And that time there was a lot of riot between Hindus and Muslims. So when Vallabhacharya's mother was pregnant with Vallabha, these riots broke out and they had to run. And because of the stress and the fatigue, this Vallabhacharya's mother gave premature birth. And it was 2 months earlier than the scheduled delivery date. And his son was not moving. So what they did, they left him under a tree and left. Because the Muslims were attacking the Hindus. Later on, when they had gone ahead, Krishna came in their dreams and said that go back and have taken birth, go and take me. So they came back to the place where they had left Vallabha and they found that a divine fire was around his child, protecting the child. So Vallabhacharya's mother, she put her hand through the fire and picked him up. That's why his name became as Vallabha. Vallabha means, in Hindi or in Sanskrit, Vallabha means a beloved. Vallabha is a, meaning is Vallabha, beloved. So he was named as Vallabha. So as said in this purport, he studied 11 years in Varanasi. He became scholar in all this one. And then when he went to Vijayanagara, in the court of this King Krishnaraj, what is the Krishna Deva, he defeated all the scholars. And Krishna Deva, he gave him 100 months. Months is, like ton, 1 month is 40 kilos. So he gave him 100 kilos, 100 into 40 kilos of gold. So this Vallabha, he said, I don't want this gold. He distributed it all to the needy people. And he was a very great scholar. He established this, it's called as Pushti Marga. This Gopala deity, which is being referred to in this chapter, it has got a very, very, opulent, history. We already learned this Gopala deity was found, it manifested with Madhavendra Puri in a place called Jatipura. In Vrindavan, when you go around the Govardhan Parikrama, there is a place called Jatipura. So at Jatipura, this Madhavendra Puri, who is the spiritual master of the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master is Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri's spiritual master is Madhavendra Puri. So when Madhavendra Puri had come to Vrindavan, this Gopala deity appeared in his dream and told him that I am buried under this place and it's very hot, so please take me out. So Madhavendra Puri, along with the assistance of the villagers, he took him out, this Gopaladitti, and then he established his Gopaladitti on top of Vrindavan. Oh, sorry, on top of Govardhan. This Gopaladitti has got a very, as I said, very interesting history, or very nice history, that this Gopaladitti one time told Madhavendra Puri that because I was buried under the ground, it was very hot and my body is, you know, feeling the heat still. So please get me chandana and rub it on me. So Madhavendra Puri, he went all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri because he could get chandana, the sandalwood, only from Jagannath Puri. Nobody will give him sandalwood at Vrindavan. So on his way, he stayed at a place called Remuna. And when the deity was being offered the prasadam of kheer, Madhavendra Puri thought that if I can find out what is the recipe for this kheer, I can prepare the same type of kheer for my Gopala. And at night, when the kheer was being offered to this deity, the deity stole one cup of kheer and kept it aside. And at night, the deity came in the dream of this pujari, or the priest, and told him that this kheer I have kept it behind my, you know, altar. So take it out and give it to Madhavendra Puri. So, and this pujari was, the priest was very much surprised. So he brought this kheer and he was in the market looking for Madhavendra Puri. And when Madhavendra Puri came to know that, he was very much, you know, surprised. So this deity now is being called Kheerchor Gopinath. We already know that it's called Kheerchor Gopinath because it stole this kheer for Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri went to Jagannath Puri. He brought lot of sandalwood to come back to Remuna, Kheerchor Gopinath. And again this Gopaladitti came in his dream and told him, now don't have to carry all this sandalwood back to Vrindavan. Just rub it on the body of Kheerchor Gopinath and that is as good as giving me the, you know, pleasure. So Madhavendra Puri, he applied this sandalwood on this body of Kheerchor Gopinath this Gopaladitti in Vrindavan was satisfied. Now this Gopaladitti was handed over to Vallabhacharya, whose son, as we say, he had two sons, Gopinath and Vitthaleshwara. This Vitthaleshwara, he carried this deity again because of trouble with the Muslim kings, particularly the Aurangzeb. This deity was carried from Vrindavan to south, on the south, through Agra, through Mathura, Agra, and all the way. And when it came to a place called Sehad, the chariot which was carrying the deity, it stuck there. It would not go further. And they came to know, they realized that, you know, this deity wants to stay here. So they made a temple at that particular place. Later on, this deity was again moved to a place called Nathadwara, which is about 40 kilometers from Udaipur. And it is at that place now. It's a very beautiful deity. And it is said that this Krishna is only 7 years old. There is no Radha Rani, it's only Krishna. And it's in the child form. And how can you ask so many things from a child? You know, like we go to any temple, any deity, we ask for so many things. Give me this, give me that, give me this, you know, give me that. And the deity, of course, you know, satisfies your requirement provided you are eligible for it. So in this case, this Krishna is a 7 year old boy or 7 year old child. So you can't ask anything from him. Will you ask anything from a child? You can ask from a grown up person, but you can't ask from a child. So you can't. This is why it is called as Pushti Marga, you know. So you don't ask anything from Krishna. You only give him something. Also, in these temples, in these Pushti Marga temples, because this is a very small child, it can play mischief. So you don't have like lambs or normally in the temples you have lambs. So in this particular in these temples you don't have lambs because the child will play with it. So you know, the lamp is only at the time of aarti. Otherwise there are no lamps, no flames are there, no joysticks are there. Only at the time of aarti they show the lamp. So this is called Pushti Marga, and also there are, it's said that there are eight times for darshana, because this is, you know, as it is said, Krishna was so popular, they were so, everybody was attracted to Krishna. The gopis of Vrindavan, they were all attracted to Krishna. So every time they used to be in the house of, Nanda and Yashoda. And Yashoda was thinking, my Lala is not getting any rest from these gopis. So she told these gopis that you don't come at odd times. You come only in these particular times. Like that, this tradition is followed that there are eight times only the darshan of this Nanda Lala is there. And other times he is supposed to take rest, or he can go out for playing with his gopa friends and other things, you know. So like that, this Pushti Marga is a very, they are like our brothers, you know. They also believe in Krishna, and they are very close to, Prabhupada has said that he knew, I think he said in some other purport, that he knew the chief or the main priest of this this Sampradaya's temple in Bombay, and he was very close to that particular person. So this Vallabha, as I said, Vallabhacharya was a very great devotee, and he established this, and this Gopal deity also, you know, Gopal deity was established on top of this Govardhan Hill, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not climb on it. So this Gopala deity, it came down by, you know, spreading a rumor that Muslims are coming to attack. And so immediately all these priests from here, they took this Gopala deity down and they went to a place called Gancholi, and where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had darshan of this deity for 3 days. We read it earlier in the last chapter. Also, when Rupa Goswami was old and he could not get darshan of Gopala deity, again Gopala deity had this rumor spread that Muslims are attacking, and Gopala deity was taken to Mathura in a Brahmin's house, where Rupa Goswami he could have the darshan of this Gopala deity for 1 month. So like that, this Gopala deity is very, very, very active, we can say. You know, it is the pastimes of this Gopala deity. Now it is called as Srinathji. Originally it was the Gopala deity. So Vallabha, as I said, Vallabhacharya, he established this sect, and this Vitthaleshwara, he established the rituals of how, and there like we say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Their initiation is done with the Ashtakshari mantra, which is called Shri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. Their mantra is, they chant with this mantra, Shri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. This is their mantra. So like that, this Vallabhacharya, Vallabha Bhatta or Vallabhacharya was a very exalted devotee who was very much attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll continue reading further. तेनो दंडवत कैला प्रभु कैला अलिंगना दुई जने कृष्ण कथा हाइला कट कत क्षण वल्लभ भट्टाचार्य ऑफर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिज ओबेसेंसेस एंड लॉर्ड एम्ब्रेस्ड हिम आफ्टर दैट दे डिस्कस टॉपिक्स अबाउट कृष्णा फॉर सम टाइम कृष्ण कथाया प्रभुरा महाप्रेम उठैला भट्टेरा संकोचे प्रभु संवरणा कैला. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great ecstatic love when they began discussing Krishna, but the Lord checked his feeling
બીકોઝ હી ફેલ્ડ શાય બિફોર વલ્લભા ભટ્ટા. અંતરે ગરા ગરા પ્રેમા નહેશ સંવરના દેખી ચમત્કારા હૈલા વલ્લભા ભટ્ટેરા મના. ઓલ્ધો ધી લોર્ડ રિસ્ટેન હિમસેલ્ફ એક્સટર્નલી એક્સટેટિક લવ રેજ વિદિન, દેર વોઝ નો ચેકિંગ દેટ વલ્લભા ભટ્ટ વોઝ એસ્ટોનિશ્ડ ટુ ડિટેક્ટ ધીસ. તબે ભટ્ટ મહાપ્રભુરે નિમંત્રણ કહેલા, મહાપ્રભુ દુઈ ભાઈ તનારે મિલાયલા. દેર આફ્ટર વલ્લભા ભટ્ટ ઇન્વાઇટેડ શ્રી ચેતન મહાપ્રભુ ફોર લંચ એન્ડ ધી લોર્ડ ઇન્ટ્રોડ્યુસ ધી બ્રધર્સ રૂપા એન્ડ વલ્લભા ટુ હિમ. સો યુ નો એટ ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર ઇન ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર ઇન્સ્ટન્સ રૂપા એન્ડ વલ્લભા હેવ કમ ટુ પ્રયાગ એન્ડ દે હેવ મેટ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ. ચૈતન્ય એન્ડ દે વેર યુ નો ગ્લોરિફાઈંગ કૃષ્ણ. યુ નો વી નો વેરી વેરી વેલ દેટ શ્લોકા, નમો મહાવદન્યાય કૃષ્ણ પ્રેમ પ્રદાયતે કૃષ્ણાય કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય નામને ગૌરવ સિન્મા. સો ધી ટુ બ્રધર્સ ફોલ્ડેડ દેર હેન્ડ્સ એન્ડ ઇન ગ્રેટ હ્યુમિલિટી ઓફર ધી ફોલોઈંગ પ્રેયર્સ અન ટુ ધી લોર્ડ. See, this is the prayer for the Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya. O most munificent incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called as the most munificent incarnation. You are Krishna himself appearing as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto him. So when Rupa and Anupama, Rupa and Vallabha, they are called now. They came to Prayag and they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much happy. And when they were like reciting this shloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatic. And Vallabhacharya was very much surprised to see this. Then Vallabhacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced brothers Rupa and Vallabha to him. Dui bhai dura haile bhumite padiya bhatte dandavata kaila ati dina hana. From a distance, the brothers Rupa Goswami and Shivallabha fell on the ground and offered obeisances to Vallabha Bhatta with great humility. ભટ્ટા મિલીબરે યાયા દુને પલાયા દુરે અસ્પૃશ્ય પામરા મુનિ ન ચુનિહા મોરે. વેન વલ્લભા ભટ્ટાચાર્ય વોક ટુવર્ડ્સ ધેમ, દે રન અવે ટુ એ મોર ડિસ્ટન્ટ પ્લેસ. રૂપ ગોસ્વામી સેડ, આઈ એમ અનટચેબલ એન્ડ મોસ્ટ સિનફુલ, પ્લીઝ ડુ નોટ ટચ મી. યુ નો રૂપ ગોસ્વામી એન્ડ સનાતન ગોસ્વામી, દે આર સો હમ્બલ. જસ્ટ બીકોઝ દે વેર એસોસિએટેડ વિથ મુસ્લિમ્સ, they consider themselves as Necha or Yavanas. They are actually from the high caste. They are not from the low caste. They are not Shudras. They are from the Saraswat Brahmana community, which is considered as a very high caste in Bengal. But they were working for this Muslim king and they were always in association with Muslims. That's why they used to call themselves as extremely fallen. So They told this Vallabha Bhattacharya, we are untouchable and most sinful. Please do not touch me. Vallabha Bhattera Vismaya Haila Prabhura Harshamana Bhattere Kahila Prabhu Tandra Vivarana. Vallabha Bhattacharya was very much surprised at this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, was very pleased and he therefore spoke to him this description of Rupa Goswami. So I think we'll stop here because it's already 8:37. So if anybody has any comment or any questions. Hare Krishna. We'll spend some time in reading this Shikshashtaka, which are the can you take this one, Prabhuji?
can distribute. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not write any books. All the books were written by his disciples, Sri Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami. He wrote only these 8 shlokas, which is called Shikshashtakam. So we'll recite this Shikshashtakam now.
Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamruta swadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam.
Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious.
Namnamakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala etadrushi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi durdaivami drushamiha janinanuraga.
Can you read, Prabhuji?
Trunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishtuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Nadalam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamae mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahe tu ki tvayi. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitama vishame bhavambudo kripaya tava pada pankaja sitaduli sadrusham vichintaya. Nenam galada shudharaya vadanam gadgada rudaya gira pulake nichitam vapu kada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Yuga itam nimeshena chakshusha pravrusha itam shunya itam jagad sarvam govinda virahe name.
O Govinda, living your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, filling all naked in the world.
Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yata tatava vidadatulam pato matprananathastu sevana para matprananathastu sevana para matprananathastu sevana para.
I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace and makes me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is
श्री शिष्टाचरण क्लास की जय,
श्री चैतन्य चित्रामृत क्लास की जय, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे।